The professional bass fishing trails across the country have dynamically changed in the last 5 years. And today with me is Clark Wendland and Dave Lefebvre. And Dave and Clark, you guys have had an opportunity to fish FLW for a lot of years now, and you're seeing some changes that are really being voiced by the angler. And, you know, one that comes to mind right now is a no-info rule, which there's been a lot of discussion about that. But in reality, do you think it's better? And I guess I'll start, Clark, with you first. Is it better now with the no-info rule?
Oh, I think absolutely it is. The one thing that that thing brought in, that the information, being able to get information at the last minute, it kind of did away with a little bit of credibility of our sport, I think. And now we come and we got a no-info rule that starts with the deadline, the entry deadline. So it's about 12 days, I think. And so, you know, I think it adds credibility, and, you know, personally I prefer it. I'm not one that gets a lot of information. I know Dave's not either, and I think both of us are going to say, hey, that's a great rule for the sport.
Well, Dave, give me your perspective, if you would.
Well, you know, it's a good thing, and it's a surprise to me because I didn't think I'd ever see it. You know, you just can't help but thank Erwin and Kathy and Charlie for listening and making changes like this and hearing the anglers, and I think it's a good deal. I think, you know, we're getting, you know, nothing's perfect, but with this and you know, some of the other issues we'll probably be talking about today, I think, you know, we're making great strides, and it's getting as close to perfect as it can be.
I agree with that, and I'd say that, you know, this particular issue is one that's probably been bubbling under the surface for a pretty good while, and FLW has done a great job at not making changes quickly, but when, you know, when enough people voice concern, they'll make the change they need to.
I mean, this is something, Clark, you know, we talked about, and we had no intention of trying to make this happen for next season. We were just hoping it would happen naturally, you know, for 2008, and, you know, they are the ones that jumped on it and made it happen. I mean, we're all surprised at how quick it happened.
Well, when you look at, you know, a lot of times people who know Erwin think he's a dictator and that he, you know, what he says goes, and, you know, he stomps his foot and everybody jumps and some of those kind of things. But in reality now what we're finding out is he also listens to the anglers, his constituents. He listens to them, and you guys have a voice in what goes on in his trail.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, Terry. I tell you what, a long time ago we were sitting up in Minneapolis at a tournament at Lake Minnetonka, and he said, you know, guys, if you'll listen and do it my way, he said, I'm going to make this sport a lot better for everybody. And, you know, at the time, I was on the bandwagon that said, we didn't have anything else to go on. You know, we only knew the way that it had always been done with mainly just in-industry sponsors and, you know, none of these out-of-industry sponsors. And all of a sudden he comes along and shows us that there's a lot more financial support that they can get from out-of-industry sponsors. So, you know, I mean, his way has worked awfully, awfully well, and I think it's raised the level of the sport a long way.
Well, as we move into the, you know, what he's doing with the money, I think that's a good segue into this new payout. You know, the payouts have changed, and again, voiced by the anglers. The anglers said, hey, you know, a good group of you got together and said, hey, we'd like to see this thing maybe it'll be a little bit more top-heavy, not so much at the bottom, and that's worked out as well. They made that change, too.
Yeah, if you're fishing the FLW Tour, you want to be one of those top guys. Every single person that fishes, that's their goal, to win. So, I mean, you know, I understand that not everybody's happy with the changes or whatever, but it just seems like the right way to go. You know, and having it the way that it was proposed was not, I mean, it's nice to come in 100th place and get 10 grand, don't get me wrong, but, you know, to take it from the top just wasn't the right way. And it'd be great if we could have both, and I'm sure we will. I mean, don't you agree with that? I mean, we're gonna have a huge payout in the top 10 and go down to 100th soon, I would imagine, for 10 grand, wouldn't you?
I absolutely agree with that. I think eventually we're going to get to that. Right now, the numbers just aren't there yet, but, you know, I think with the payout that they came out with, you know, it's unprecedented in fishing. What they're talking about doing on the $1.5 million opens is putting 25,000 to 10th place. You know, they're paying the big money all the way through the top 10, but then they're still paying big money with 15,000 from 11th to 15th down to 12,000 for 30th, and then all the way to 60th, we're still paying $10,000. So, and then 100th is still getting paid 4,000. I mean, the way it's done, and I think the big, you know, complaint going into the, you know, after everybody got a good chance to look at those payouts was, is that, you know, it just needs to be fair throughout. Based upon your place, you need to be rewarded for how you do. And I actually know that what they did when they made that payout was totally, they did it with great intentions. They want as many people to be able to, make a living at this sport as possible. But, like we just talked about a minute ago, they're definitely listening to us, and I think they made a good change.
What do you say to the guy that's, a bubble guy, a guy that's, finishing consistently in the, in that echelon where he was getting 10 grand, and now all of a sudden he's getting 4? What do you say to that guy when he walks up and talks to you?
Well, I mean, that's me this year, Clark, what do you say to me? Step it up, brother. Yeah, I mean, this is the pros, man. I mean, this is the top of the line. You have to work to maintain that top level. And if you slack a little bit, or if things in our sport, it's not just the variables that are in front of you and the obstacles, like some of the other sports, like golf and things, where you can see what you're up against. Sometimes things that you don't know about, just fish get off, for example, things like that happen. So it makes it a little tougher in that way. You can say, step it up, and it really wasn't the guy's fault,
Well, and the other thing, Dave, is that, Terry, the way you phrased that question is that the guys that are finishing bottom of the pack are losing something. Now, FLW is still paying. Last year they paid $10,000 to 50th place. This year they're going to be paying $10,000 to 60th place. So, the amount of $10,000 is going up, and they're still paying. They're paying $7,000 to 75th and $4,000 to 100th. So I don't feel like, the only person that's losing in this whole deal in each individual tournament is the guy that finishes 61st through 100th in the way they changed it. Everybody else is doing better. And I think, I can't tell you how many guys I talked to that said, hey, if I would have fished the way I did this past year, this way I'm going to lose money. But they all know that, 10th place ought to make $25,000 if 60th place is going to make $10,000, it ought to be weighted fairly.
Well, and I think, the point I was trying to make is there are some naysayers. Of course, when you get 10 anglers together, you're not going to get consensus anyway. But, there are some people that are going, man, this is really going to impact me. I'm eating peanut butter now. If I don't do it, if I have a Dave LaFebvre year, what's going to happen? Clark, a couple of years ago, you had one of those years.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, mine wasn't that bad. Come on.
Mine was bad. And, I totally understand. Hey, I didn't deserve that money. And, when Dave was talking a minute ago, the thing that struck me the most about what he said was this is a professional sport. We're professionals. And, hey, the guys that are at the top of the field are the ones that are going to survive. And the ones that are towards the bottom, the overall reality of it is that not everybody's going to be able to continue to do it. We're going to continue to have new blood and people that think they can. And then they'll start coming to the top and replacing some of the people that are there. And that's just the nature of the sport. We're not just going to be able to pay everybody the same amount of money just to show up. It's got to be weighted fairly.
Well, I agree with you, and I think you see that in all pro sports. The cream rises to the top, of course. And I want to ask you a couple other questions here as we get towards the end of this interview. One thing in for sure is that, they went to a Sunday weigh-in and instead of a Saturday final day. And does that impact you when you get the weekend guys out there with you, or do you think that's not really going to matter much?
I'm not all that in favor of it, but I totally understand why they did it. I personally I'm a Christian, like going to church on Sunday, and I just assume not have the event then. But I understand why they did it. They're going to these big arenas on these events, and they're definitely going to be able to get a lot more people in there on Saturday and Sunday. As far as the boat traffic on the lake, I'm just not that concerned with that. I don't think it's going to be that big an issue, and I'm just not all that worried about that. How about you, Dave?
No, I'm pretty much in the same boat that you are. The cool thing is we have church at the tournaments. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But, we're trying to step it up, the sport as a spectator sport and everything. So I understand where it's coming from. And I'm like Clark, I don't necessarily look forward to fishing two weekend days in a tournament. But got to do what you got to do. And it'll be good. It'll definitely boost the level of attendance at the weigh-ins. And, with what, I'm not sure if everybody knows about this, but, we're going to these big auditoriums next year. So pretty much for that type of a weigh-in, I think you're going to have to do the Saturday, Sunday for that venue.
Well, no doubt about it. It's going to help there. And I guess the final thing I've got for you guys, and it's really an opinion question, is it's, you know, the bracket format has been in the FLW Championship for a long, long time. And, you know, there have been people that have been absolutely thrilled with it, and there are people that have just absolutely hated it. But now, as a beginning, you know, in the next FLW Championship, of course, they're going to go to a cumulative weight. And each of you give me your opinion. I guess, Clark, since you've been starting this thing, start it with what your opinion is on this bracket versus cumulative weight.
Well, you know, I can take it either way. I understand why they switched it. I liked the format, the bracket format, just fine. You know, I thought it added a little bit of intrigue in the early rounds, and to me, it wasn't necessarily easier to win or harder to win with it. It's just the way it was, and it added some intrigue to it. I can handle the way they're going to do it now just fine too, the cumulative weight. And you know, I think it's going to be a great tournament, and look forward to fishing it.
Yeah. I'm probably the opposite of him. I like to see it the way that it's going to be next year, but I'm going to miss it. I mean, I like certain things about it, and I'm glad that they actually are going to keep it in the FLW series, East versus West, next year. So at least we'll still have that in the organization. But for the championship for $1 million, I say if you're going to have the true best angler winning that $1 million, accumulative weight's definitely the way to go.
Well, the problem is for you, Dave, is that you know, in the bracket format, you only had about four guys that you had to really kind of go in there and mess with their head before you fished with them. Because you know, as you kind of banter back and forth with them, now you got the whole field, so you got 79 people you got to mess with now.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Well, Dave's up to the challenge, I can tell you that, Clark. Yeah, there's no question about that. Well, guys, you know, doing an interview with two great pros like this, you know, I told you guys when I set this up, I feel like I'd be herding cats, and it turned out pretty well. But we're going to keep coming back to you guys as things progress and as the year goes on. One of the things I want to make sure of is you have a voice here at Bass Fan Radio to do those kind of things. I appreciate you being with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Hey, Terry, thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate all you guys do.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Rock on.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.